The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'uzu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, welcome to another silsila of Path to Success. Yes, you are watching Path to Success, although we don't have our great host, our beloved host, Sayyid Fazail Bapu with us today because he's gone abroad, and I'll be hosting this silsila till Fazail Bapu returns, inshallah. So try to watch along with us, inshallah. We have great topics on this silsila, and inshallah, today the topic which we have, it's a unique topic and it's for everyone. And the topic of today is our daughters. Now, someone might be thinking, okay, I don't have a daughter, so the topic might not be for me. Or someone might feel that, you know, my daughters are old enough now, they've been married, so the topic might not be for me. Or someone who might have a sister, and he might be thinking that this topic's not for me because it's regarding daughters. But keep in mind, learning about the benefits of daughters. Why? Because the beloved Prophet ﷺ had a daughter. And inshallah, our topic today, our daughters. And inshallah, we will take Madani pools from our Muballigeens, inshallah, in relation to this. Let's start by listening to a fazila, a benefit of reciting peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet ﷺ. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, whoever recites salat upon me 200 times on Friday, his sins of 200 years will be forgiven. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. We should try to make a habit, especially on the day of Friday, try to send salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. The more we can do, inshallah, as well, the greater the reward we will attain, especially when virtues increase on Friday. So keep this in mind for the coming Friday, inshallah, as well, to send peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, before we go on to our topic, we will start by listening to the recitation of the Holy Quran and then the praise of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who will start by reciting the Holy Quran, inshallah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب حبيب الله کاش تصور میں مدینے کی گلی ہو کاش تصور میں مدینے کی گلی ہو اور یاد محمد بھی میرے دل میں بسی ہو پھر مجھے شانِ بحروں پر مدینے میں بلا لو پھر مجھے شانِ بحروں پر مدینے میں پھر روتا آؤں میں پھر روتا آؤں تیرے در پر مدینے میں میں پہنچوں کور جاں میں غریبا چاک سینہ جاں میں پہنچوں کور جاں میں غریبا چاک سینہ جاں میں پہنچوں کور جاں میں غریبا چاک سینہ جاں گرا دے کاش مجھ کو شوق تڑپا کر مدینے میں مدینے جانے والو جا 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 فی امان اللہ کبھی تو اپنا بھی لگ جائے گا بستر مدینے میں کاش میں بن جا ہوں مدینے
سن لے سنا دانا کا گدا
ایسے جلے جو کے غلام مدنی ہو.
MashaAllah. Today, great topic for you all the viewers, alhamdulillah, our daughters. Now, those who have daughters know the value of a daughter and how beautiful it is to have a daughter. And sometimes you feel that those people who do not have daughters, they will tell you regarding this, that, you know, how I wish I had a daughter, because they feel that they are missing out on something. Why? Because the daughter is a blessing in the house. And if one has more than one daughter, alhamdulillah, this is also a great virtue. And just by looking after a daughter, upbringing a daughter and looking after them, and then bringing them up in the right way and then getting them married, such a great reward. The reward of Jannah is being promised. Inshallah, we will listen to all this. Alhamdulillah, we have our great Muballis with us, inshallah. We have Hafiz Kaleem Madani, alhamdulillah, azawajal, with us. Today we also have another great Madani with us, inshallah, azawajal. Tariq Madani, inshallah. He's joining us first time in this path to success, silsila, inshallah. We'll be hearing Madani pools from Tariq Madani as well, inshallah, in the Urdu language. So don't think there's no one here for the Urdu language today, inshallah. We have got a great scholar, alhamdulillah, azawajal, with us as well. Also, we have Shahid Bhai with us, inshallah, azawajal. Also, becoming a Madani, inshallah, azawajal. So first year in his studies. So inshallah, we'll be getting Madani pools from these great Muballighs, inshallah, azawajal. Just want to start off with our topic, our daughters. And I want you to go back in time and remember the time before the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time. How did people treat their daughters? How did people treat the women? And it was such a time, alhamdulillah, when Islam came, it brought a change to this. The daughters were tortured. They weren't giving any rights. They weren't giving any respect to daughters. Women were not given respect. Alhamdulillah, azawajal, when our beautiful deen came, when the coming of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, this all changed, alhamdulillah, azawajal. The beautiful ways of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam changed the lives of people till the coming of the end of time, alhamdulillah, in learning and honoring the daughters, inshallah, azawajal. So, inshallah, azawajal, we will turn to our Hafiz sahab, inshallah, Hafiz Kaleem Madani. Hafiz sahab, you know, the time when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, before that, how daughters were treated, how women were treated, and how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the Sahaba ikram alayhi rizwan, taught the people till the end of time that how daughters should be treated and the values of daughters. Alhamdulillah, Hafsab, ji, inshallah, your Madani pools, what have you got to say on these, inshallah?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Abdul Hannan bhai, as you mentioned, this is a very unique topic, and it's a topic that everyone can learn a lot from, alhamdulillah. I'll go direct to your question that how did Islam honor daughters? And what was the state prior to Islam? And the Quran Kareem, the Noble Quran, the Book of Allah itself tells us the state of the people of that time. And as you mentioned, they were barbaric, they were ruthless, heartless people. And they had no value for daughters, women at all. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى, that when any one of them were given glad tidings of a daughter, ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ, that person's face would turn black, it would darken.
Allah Allah.
And وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ, he would become angry. Now, not only there, he wouldn't stop there. يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ مِنْ سُوءِ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ, he would try and hide away from the people because in his eyes he was given a bad tiding. He would consider this a bad tiding, and as a result he would hide away from people so that he wouldn't have to tell them about this, or he wouldn't have to speak on this Allah topic. Allah. This is how much it affected that person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions their attitude, what they would do, how they would act upon receiving this news about being given a daughter. They would think to themselves, shall we keep this daughter or shall we bury her?
Allah
Ayumsikuhu ala hunin. If we were to keep her, then we were keeping her out of disgrace, humiliation. And this is not something they wanted. Am yadussuhu fit turab, or should we just bury her into the ground?
Allah Allah.
And obviously we know they would do the second thing. They wouldn't do the first thing and keep them alive. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions their judgment, their wrong judgment. And he says, ala sa'a ma yahkumun. And how bad, how evil was their judgment, in that they would take someone's life away from them. And as for those people who later on accepted Islam, we know that accepting Islam, this does away with all your previous sins. But there were many people who continued upon that stubborn way, and they died in this state. And regarding them, it's mentioned in the Quran, and especially the daughters, they'll be asked, بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ, for what sin were they killed? Why were they killed, and why were they buried like this, buried alive as well? So this was the state of the people at that time. And when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam came, a mercy for all mankind.
Subhanallah.
He's not mercy for just one category of people. He's a mercy for every single thing. You know, whether it's animate things, inanimate things, males, females, animals, every single thing. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam came and changed the mindset of people. And in one beautiful hadith, a beautiful narration, it's mentioned that مِن بَرَكَةِ الْمَرْأَةِ ibtikaruha bil untha, that from the blessings of a woman is for her to give birth to a girl first. Now you can imagine the context of this when this was said. It was said at a time when people dreaded having daughters, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed them that look, this is not a bad thing.
Allah.
In fact, if a woman would birth to a daughter first, you know, your first child would be a daughter.
Allah.
This is a sign of blessings of that woman.
Subhanallah.
And this changed the mindset. Many, many other narrations, alhamdulillah, our honorable muballighin will mention. But this is how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the Sahaba, taught the people. And I just mentioned one hadith from Sahih Bukhari. And we know that is the most authentic book after the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran Kareem. Once a woman came to say the Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she didn't have much. She was poor. But she had two daughters and she had to fend for them somehow. She had to beg for provisions. And Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha only had one date in her possession.
Allah.
And she gave it to that woman.
Subhanallah.
And what did that woman do? She halved the date,
Allah,
gave it to one daughter, and Allah, gave the other half to the other daughter. Didn't have anything for herself. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came home and Sayyida Aisha informed him that this is what happened,
Allah,
the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam subhanallah said that whoever is tested because of his daughters, then they will be a shield for him from the fire of hell. So like this, there are so many narrations about bringing up daughters and how they are a means of mercy. And inshallah, azawajal, we will continue to hear about that as well.
Subhanallah, my dear viewers, alhamdulillah, such great madani pool from Hafiz Sahib, alhamdulillah, regarding the daughters, and especially talking about before the Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan embraced Islam. At that time, how did the people treat their daughters? They were burying their daughters alive. This was the time of ignorance. This is how people were, because they didn't have understanding. They didn't have the values. They didn't know the values of daughter. They didn't know the value of women. Alhamdulillah, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught them the value of a woman, the value of the daughters. And Alhamdulillah, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam just didn't teach them that, but the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam set an example himself. Why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam treated his daughters, and especially Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. How did the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam treat Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala? Sayyidina Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu ta'ala mentions, when Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala would come into the gathering, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would get up in out of respect for her. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would kiss her hands. This was how the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would treat Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would go into the gathering where Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha would be sitting, she would do also the same. And Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala mentioned that there was no one who resembled the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam more than Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. This was the beautiful daughter of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This was the tarbiyat of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to his daughter. This was the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaching us the value of the daughter. Alhamdulillah. So when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the best of examples, the best of mankind, showed how to be towards a daughter, how a daughter, the value of a daughter, Alhamdulillah, the Sahaba Ikram Alayhim Ridwan, they acted upon this. Alhamdulillah, they showed this example. And inshallah, we will learn from the Muballigins. Inshallah, we have Shahid Bhai as well, also with us, inshallah. Inshallah, Shahid Bhai, we heard about how the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam was with his daughter. Alhamdulillah, we also know the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, they also had this way of treating their daughters as well. And the daughters of the Sahaba became such great women of Islam also, alhamdulillah. So Shahid Bhai, inshallah, you'll take Madani Poos from yourself as well, inshallah, regarding the daughters and regarding the daughters of the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan as well.
MashaAllah, Abdurrahman Bhai, beautiful topic about daughters. No doubt, daughters are a great blessing. And to treat the daughters in a kind, loving manner is a great way of attaining achievement. If we look at Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, to start off, inshallah, their daughter, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa,
subhanallah.
The tarbiyat that she was given as a daughter, as a child, and then her carrying out that actions, what she was taught by her father, being generous, being kind, and giving in the way of Allah Almighty in every aspect. As Afasab has already mentioned about one of the incidents where a beggar came with two daughters, and having nothing, Azaba gave the date, who then split that date for other daughters, and not having anything for themselves.
Allah.
This is the tarbiyat, which, you know, the pious people of the past had. And their upbringing was such that they never thought anything for themselves. Whatever they did was for the pleasure of Allah Almighty and for others who needed help. They gave preference to others rather than themselves. If we look at nowadays for our situation, for example, what is our behavior with our daughters at home? How are we with our sisters? How are we with our relatives who are young, as we treat them as daughters? What kind of tarbiyat are we giving to our daughters? If we stopped and looked at our daughters and taught them about this beautiful deen, and taught them about the life of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu ta'ala, taught them about the life of Sayyidina Fatima radhiyallahu ta'ala, and the way they were brought up, the way they lived their life, it could be a great benefit for the hereafter. What we have to also understand is that a female is one who carries the generation. She gives birth to children, and they spend more time with the children. So what tarbiyat we give to our daughters in future, they will pass that knowledge and that tarbiyat to the children further ahead as well. Inshallah, we'll discuss further on about further the incidences as well.
Mashallah.
After more Madani Poos, inshallah.
Ji, alhamdulillah. Sometimes it's like some people think that it's the responsibility just of the father to be upbringing the daughter. Sometimes it's just the mother. No, this is just not just for the father or not just for the mother. Alhamdulillah, the upbringing of a daughter is for both. She needs the love of her father. She needs the tarbiyat of the mother. Alhamdulillah azawajal. So this tarbiyat, inshallah azawajal, when it's coming from both sides, from the father, and when it's coming from the mother also, alhamdulillah azawajal, that daughter, inshallah, she will become someone who's learned of the deen, and we find throughout history, alhamdulillah, many events like this, many stories of the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal, how they gave tarbiyah to their daughter. And inshallah, we will listen to some of these waqiyas, see these stories. And alhamdulillah, we have with us Ustad Tariq Madani, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Ustad Sahab, marhaba. First of all, welcome to our silsila, Path to Success. And inshallah, today we'll be learning something great from you also, Ustaz Sahib, inshallah. And Ustaz Sahib will be speaking in Urdu. So the viewers of Madani channel, don't think that there is no Urdu today. Alhamdulillah, most of our mubaligh is in English speaking. But inshallah, we've got Ustaz Sahib as well. Normally, our great host, Sayyid Fazail Bapu, he normally hosts in Urdu with a bit of English. But this is why we have Ustaz Sahib, alhamdulillah, today, who's going to be covering the Urdu side of things, inshallah. Ji, Ustaz Sahib. Marhaba, welcome to our silsila, first of all, Path to Success. Inshallah, we are waiting and for your beautiful Madani pools. Alhamdulillah, you taught many years. Alhamdulillah, in Darse Nazami, you've taught the Dora Hadith, alhamdulillah, azawajal. So we want to benefit from your knowledge, alhamdulillah, azawajal. Inshallah, ji, Ustaz, mashallah.
Sabse pehle to main dua karta hoon ke Allah Ta'ala mujhe ikhlas ata farmaye. اور جزاکم اللہ تعالیٰ خیرہ آپ کا مرحبا فرمانے کا. اور ابھی جو آپ بات کر رہے تھے نا اپ برنگنگ کے حوالے سے, بچیوں کے بیٹیوں کو, یعنی کہ یہ دونوں کی ذمہ داری بنتی ہے, پیرنٹس کی, صرف ایک کی نہیں ہے, دونوں کی ذمہ داری بنتی ہے. اگر ہمارے ذہن میں نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کے وہ فرامین ہوں جو ان بیٹیوں کی, ان بچیوں کی فضیلت کے لیے جو وارد کیے گئے, اور ایک نہیں یعنی کہ بے تحاشا تقریباً جو ہے, میں نے جو اس پہ خود یعنی کہ جو روایات کا مطالعہ کیا ہے وہ تقریباً 75 روایت کا میں نے خود مطالعہ کیا.
اللہ اللہ,
تو مطلب مجھے لگا کہ کتنی زیادہ اہمیت ہے, کتنی زیادہ فضیلت ہے نا ان بچیوں کی. میں یہاں پر چند ایک ان میں سے ایک روایت ذکر کرنا چاہوں گا. پہلی روایت مسلم شریف کی, صحیح مسلم شریف, اور دوسری روایت ان شاء اللہ تعالیٰ میں بخاری شریف سے بیان کروں گا. اور ان دونوں روایتوں کو بیان کرنے سے پہلے یہ بیان کر دوں, حافظ صاحب, حافظ کلیم مدنی صاحب نے بخاری شریف کے بارے میں بتایا کہ ماشاء اللہ بخاری شریف تو ہے ہی اصح الکتبی بعد کتاب اللہ تعالی, یعنی اللہ تعالیٰ کی کتاب کے بعد سب سے صحیح ترین کتاب. انشاءاللہ تعالیٰ اس میں سے بھی ایک روایت بیان کروں گا. اور مسلم شریف, یہ مسلم شریف جو ہے یہ صحہ ستہ, یعنی کہ جو سکس موسٹ اتھینٹک بکس ہیں نا, ان میں سے ہی ہے. تو وہ سکس بکس بخاری, مسلم, ترمیزی, ابو داؤد, ابن ماجہ, نسائی شریف, تو یہ سکس بکس ہیں. تو آؤٹ آف سکس میں ان میں سے دو جگہ سے یہ روایت بیان کر رہا ہوں. اور میں امید کرتا ہوں انشاءاللہ تعالی ہمارے مدری چینل کے ناظرین جب یہ سماعت کریں گے روایتیں, تو ایک جذبہ بڑھے گا, اور بڑھنا بھی چاہیے, کہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے فرامین ہیں جن سے ہمیں معلوم ہوتا ہے کہ بیٹیوں کی کیا اہمیت ہے اور کس طرح سے ہمیں ان کی پرورش کرنی چاہیے. تو پہلی روایت, عن انس بن مالک رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ قال قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم من عالى جاريتين, جس شخص نے تربیت کی دو بچیوں کی,
سبحان اللہ,
حتى تبلغ, یہاں تک کہ وہ دونوں بڑی ہو گئیں, جاء يوم القيامه انا وهو وضم اصابعه, تو نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرماتے ہیں کہ جس شخص نے دو بیٹیوں کی, دو بچیوں کی تربیت کی یہاں تک کہ وہ بڑی ہو گئیں, تو وہ اور میں قیامت والے دن آئیں گے. اب یہ راوی, یہ ذرا جملہ سنیے گا, راوی جو ہے اگلے آگے کے لفظ ذکر کر رہے ہیں کہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نے ضم اصابعہ, اپنی دونوں انگلیوں کو ملا دیا, یعنی کہ دونوں ایک ساتھ آئیں گے. یعنی کہ یہ کتنی فضیلت کی بات ہے ان لوگوں کے لیے جو اپنی بچیوں کی, اپنی بیٹیوں کی اچھے انداز میں پرورش کرتے ہیں. اور پھر ہو سکتا ہے کسی کے ذہن میں یہ سوال آ رہا ہو کہ کیا یہ دو بھی بیٹیاں ہیں, ہو سکتا ہے کسی کے پاس ایک بیٹی ہو, تو اس کے لیے کیا ہے, اس کے بارے میں بھی انشاءاللہ تعالی میں آپ کو یہ روایت بیان کرتا ہوں. اور یہ اگلی روایت یہ ہے کہ عن عائشہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہا قالت قال رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ليس احد من امتی يعول ثلاث بنات او ثلاث اخوات فيحسن اليهن الا كن له سترا من النار. فرمایا کہ کوئی ایسا شخص میری امت میں سے جو تین بیٹیوں کی تربیت کرے یا تین بہنوں کی اور پھر ان کے ساتھ احسان کرے, ان کے ساتھ بھلائی والا نرمی والا یہ رویہ اختیار کرے, الا کن لہ سترا من النار, تو یہ بیٹیاں یا یہ بہنیں, دونوں کا ذکر کیا گیا بیٹیوں کا بھی اور بہنوں کا بھی, یہ بیٹیاں یا یہ بہنیں آگ سے اس کے لیے ستر ہوں گی, یعنی کہ پردہ ہوں گی.
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ,
کتنی پیاری بات ہے عبداللہ, مطلب چاہیے ہمیں کہ اور کیا ہے, اللہم اجرنا من النار, ہم یہ دعا مانگتے رہتے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ ہمیں جہنم کی آگ سے بچا, ہم جہنم سے ہمیں اللہ تعالیٰ محفوظ فرمائے, اللہ تعالیٰ بچائے ہمیں. تو یہ کتنا یوں سمجھ لیں کہ ہمیں ایک طریقہ مل گیا کہ اگر ہم جہنم کی آگ سے بچنا چاہتے ہیں تو ان میں سے ایک طریقہ, مختلف بیان کیے گئے ان میں سے کیے بھی ہے, کہ یہ بچیاں اگر ہم ان بیٹیوں کی, اپنی ڈاٹرز کی اچھی تربیت کر دیں تو یہ بیٹیاں ہمارے لیے ستر ہوں گی, یعنی کہ یہ آگ کے قریب نہیں جانے دیں.
اللہ
تو خوشخبری ہو, مبارک ہو میرے مدنی چینل کے ناظرین کو جو اپنے بچیوں کی تربیت اچھے انداز میں کرتے ہیں, اور انشاءاللہ تعالی ہم, اللہ نے چاہا وقت ملتا ہے تو انشاءاللہ ہم تربیت کے حوالے سے بھی اس پہ بات کریں گے کہ کیسی تربیت کرنی چاہیے ہمیں, کہ جس پر ہمیں یہ احادیث طیبات میں جو ذکر کی گئی فضیلتیں حاصل ہوں گی انشاءاللہ تعالی.
ماشاءاللہ, بیوٹیفل مدنی پھولز فرام ماشاءاللہ طارق مدنی. الحمدللہ, دس از دی بلیسنگ آف ڈاٹرز. الحمدللہ, one is that they become a shield between him and the fire of hell. Inshallah, we will take few calls inshallah azza wa jal. Also, we've got a video call as well, inshallah we'll be taking that as well.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Iza jaa nasrullahi wal fath wa ra'ayta an-nas yadkhuluna في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله, so beautifully recited by she's also a daughter, alhamdulillah azza wa jal. How happy the parents must be feeling to have a daughter, and especially when she's reciting the Quran. And that this is the sort of tarbiyat we need to be giving towards our daughters, teaching them the Holy Quran, teaching them about the etiquettes, teaching them about the beautiful deen, teaching them how to spend their lives. Sadly, this type of tawajjuh is not given towards the daughters, that how to upbring the daughters. Daughters are just left, and the concentration towards the daughter is not given. And it's very important, especially in our time, to turn towards the tarbiyat, the upbringing of the daughters. Inshallah, we'll take some calls as well, inshallah, azawajal, and then we will speak more regarding the daughters, inshallah, azawajal.
آپ کی ٹاپکس بڑی انٹرسٹنگ ہوتی ہیں, ان سے سیکھنے کو بڑا ملتا ہے, اور ہمیشہ کی طرح آج کی بھی ٹاپک جو ہے آپ کی بہت دلچسپ ہے, اور اللہ تعالیٰ آپ کے پروگرام میں مزید برکتیں عطا فرمائے.
جزاکم اللہ. جی, نیکسٹ کال انشاءاللہ.
My name is Muhammad Qasim Atari from Birmingham. MashaAllah, another beautiful topic on daughters today. No doubt, a daughter is special for her parents and she holds a high rank in her life amongst others. Well done to our lovely Abdul Hanan bhai for doing such an amazing job with the hosting. It seems like you're an experienced host. May Allah always keep you smiling, your lovely smile. May Allah bless you all and the other brothers in abundance. Please can I request Ustad Adil bhai to read La Jabal Nabi Mere Darda دی دوا دینا لجپال نبی میرے در دادی دوا دینا جزاک اللہ الخیر.
ماشاءاللہ قاسم بھائی, our great is always joining us, alhamdulillah. Jazakallah Qasim bhai for your sweet words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with a long healthy life. Inshallah, we will get Adil bhai to read your request, the naat which you have requested, inshallah azza wa jal. You know, alhamdulillah, just sitting here, all the brothers who are on our panel today, alhamdulillah, the beauty thing is that they all have daughters. MashaAllah, Hafiz Kaleem sahab also has a daughter, Hafiz Adil, Ustad Tariq sahab, and Shahid bhai, alhamdulillah. We all have daughters, alhamdulillah. And this is the beauty. Everyone knows the feeling that how it is to have a daughter. Alhamdulillah, daughters are so beautiful. Just before I was coming to the silsila, you know, my daughter came running to the door and she kissed me and she said, you know, and then she left. She was upstairs in her bed, but she knew I was leaving and she came running just to hug me. Alhamdulillah, this is the beauty of a daughter. Inshallah, the rest will agree with me that this is how the daughters treat, especially the daughter love with the father. Hafsa, alhamdulillah, you probably have experienced some of these things as well.
Inshallah. Yeah, my daughter at the moment is coming up to 2 years of age. So she does say a few words, and especially when she says words like, I love you, daddy, and stuff like that. Really comforts a person. But I remember going back that when she was first born, obviously I had a child before that as well. I had a son, became a father to a son many years before that. And even at the time of the birth, I noticed a big difference in the feeling in the heart.
Allah,
you know, my son was the first child to be born, but when my daughter was born, I don't know, it just, when I picked her up, I'm normally, I don't want to use the word strong in this context, but I'm normally someone who controls his emotions, but I just, you know, started crying because of the daughter. And knowing that it's such a great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mercy from Allah, and it was a different feeling altogether, alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. Yeah. SubhanAllah, I think everyone, Hafsa, will share that same feeling. When you have a daughter, and the feeling to just having a daughter and how it makes you feel, alhamdulillah, azawajal. So this is why our topic, our daughters, alhamdulillah, it's very important. For those who have daughters and those who realize the importance of daughters, but there's something which is also missing. They appreciate that they're having the daughters, but what we want to also concentrate on is the upbringing of the daughters as well. This is something which is very important, that how to upbring them. Okay, someone appreciates having a daughter. Someone knows how beautiful it is to have a daughter. But have we done the upbringing in that right way? This is something which is very important. And how have we given that tarbiyat? Have we taught them? You know, it reminds me of the great Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala. When Imam Malik radiallahu is the author of the Muwatta, and Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala, when the Muwatta would be read in his court, you know, his daughter behind the parda, she would, you know, if the person would make a mistake in the reading of the Muwatta, if he would make a mistake, would add a word or miss out a word, she would reply behind the parda. Behind the veil, she would mention that there's a mistake. Imam Malik, she would tap the door. And Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala, he would know that the person is making a mistake and he would make him repeat it. So realizing, and this was the tarbiyat of Imam Malik radiallahu, you know, such a great scholar and someone at such a peak level, you know, teacher of many students and then author of books, you know, someone who was busy in such a lifestyle. But the tarbiyat he gave to his daughter, the upbringing he gave to his daughter, the you know, how he connected to his daughter in this way, that she also became someone who memorized them books which Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala was writing, alhamdulillah.
Definitely, Abdul Hanan bhai, and this goes to show that our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, they held daughters in very high regard, very high significance as well. Otherwise, you know, spending all of this time doing their tarbiyah, this wouldn't have happened. And sadly, today we've developed this mindset that we should focus on the boys. The boys are the ones who are going to go on and earn a livelihood for us, and they're going to be our source of comfort when we reach old age, and people neglect their daughters. But if you look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he spent a lot of time teaching the women in his household. To the extent that Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was the most intelligent woman of the time. And great Sahaba would come to her to learn knowledge of the deen.
Allah.
So this also shows the importance of educating the women as well. And it's unfortunate that even in this day and age, people have that, you know, mentality of the pre-Islamic period. They still believe that, you know, when a woman's born, ma'adallah, some people even start bad-mouthing the woman as if she has a say in who she gives birth to. And they will, you know, say bad things to her as well, not realizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives. He gives daughters and he gives boys as well. And in the Quran it states this, that يَهَبُوا لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُوا لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives daughters and he is the one who gives boys as well. And to some people he gives both of them. And some people are barren, some women don't have children. So everything is from Allah. Once you realize that the distribution is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to hold them in the same regard. And there's one hadith in this regard. The words have just slipped my mind, but there's a fatila if Ustaz Sahib knows.
ایک وہ فضیلت بھی ہے نبی کریم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا جس کے یہاں بیٹی پیدا ہوئی اس نے ایذا نہ دی اور نہ برا جانا اور نہ بیٹے کو بیٹی پر فضیلت دی
اللہ
نہ بیٹے کو بیٹی پر فضیلت دی تو اللہ تعالیٰ اس شخص کو جنت میں داخل فرمائے
سبحان اللہ ماشاءاللہ not giving preference to the son over the daughter
yes
this is very important alhamdulillah great madani pool alhamdulillah don't become like those. There are people who give preference towards the son over the daughter. Why? Because that son, he will be going out and earning and maybe bringing money towards you or helping you in your old age. But still, Ustaz Sahab, maine ek cheez dekhi. One thing I've seen is, you know, even in old age, when parents are feeling that their sons are the ones who are going to support them, at that time, the daughters are coming. You know, that time the daughters are coming to support them. And these daughters are who are away from the house, who have their own family, because they obviously the daughter goes away. The son is normally the one who's staying with the father. But still at that time, the daughters are the ones who are more caring at that time. SubhanAllah.
میں بالکل جانا ایک یہاں ظاہری سی بات ہم نے نام تو نہیں ذکر کروں گا لیکن ایسی دو فیملیز کو جانتا ہوں اتفاق ہے کہ ان کے والد صاحب پر جب کچھ پرابلم ہوئے کچھ کرائسز ہوئے اور ان کے بیٹوں کے پاس عبدالحنان بھائی ٹھیک ٹھاک یعنی کہ رقم ٹھیک ٹھاک لیکن انہوں نے ان کے بیٹوں نے اس وقت ان کا ساتھ نہیں دیا
اللہ
اور بیٹی جو ہے وہ ایک بالکل جو ہے ایک میانے یعنی کہ بالکل ایک درمیانے سے گھر میں گئی تھی جہاں بہت زیادہ کوئی ملینئر یا بلینئر نہیں تھے کوئی ایسے نہیں تھے لیکن اس بیٹی نے اپنی ایک چین اور ایک اس نے رنگ یہ سیل آؤٹ کی باپ کو بتایا بھی نہیں اور اس نے جو ہے والد صاحب کا جو ہے کرائسس میں تھے اور ان کا آپریشن بھی ہونے والا تھا اس بیٹی نے جو ہے نا ساتھ دی
اللہ اکبر
تو واقعی میں بیٹیاں جو ہے نا ایسی ہوتی ہیں اور یہ ایسی کیوں ہوتی ہیں اتنی پیار کرنے والی کیوں ہوتی ہیں کیونکہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یہ روایت ہے نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ بیٹیوں کو برا مت سمجھو بے شک یہ محبت کرنے والی ہوتی ہیں تو حقیقت ہے ابھی آپ نے وہ بتایا کہ آپ آ رہے تھے تو آپ کی بچی نے جو ہے آپ کو پیار کیا کس کیا حافظ صاحب جیسے بتا رہے تو یہ واقعی میں ایسے ہی ہے کہ یہ ایک فطرتی نیچرلی جو ہے ایسے ہی ہے اور جو حضور نے فرمایا وہ تو ہے ہی حق حق اور سچ
Inshallah, we will take some madani poos from Shahid bhai as well. But before that, a few naats have been requested. And also, we've got Imran Qayyum Attari from Coventry. Fantastic program. May Allah will keep you in good work. Jazakumullah, Imran bhai, for your message. And inshallah, we'll take a madani pool from Shahid bhai, inshallah. Before we go to the Shahid bhai has been waiting. Alhamdulillah, Shahid bhai, you also have a beautiful daughter, alhamdulillah. So maybe you can start from that.
Alhamdulillah, Adnan bhai, if we look at the daughters in current circumstances, if you look at it, daughters are the ones who look after their parents. In no matter what problems families may have, sons or daughters, daughters will be there for the parents in through thick and thin, so to speak. Daughters are normally known as daddy's girls, and boys are normally known as mummy's boys, as a normal calling. But the attachment of the daughters is more with the parents than the sons. Sons are normally out, whether they're colleges, schools, wherever they are. And even your daughters, if they are studying at college or universities, they still have the bond with the parents more than the boys. And the reason is that because they automatic love of the parents with the daughters is greater because they bring them up with love and care. Daughters are a gift from Allah Almighty.
Allah.
They know that a time will come, their daughters are already with the parents on a temporary basis. Time will come when they will get married, they'll move on to their own house with their husband and have their own life. So treating daughters with love and care on that temporary period for whatever the duration they are with them, is that love, that bond which they will have with them. And another thing, which I was reading earlier on, is that Sayyidina Anas bin Malik, he mentions that the Prophet mentions that when you go and buy any gift, always give it to your daughters first.
Allah.
Now, you'll buy for the rest of them as well, for the rest of the children. Don't, you know, neglect your other children. But when you bring something home, give it to your daughter first. Wow. It's a blessing that, you know, you give the gift to your daughter and the reward you get from him as well. And it says that a person who shows mercy and kindness to his daughter is like the one who weeps in fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the one who pleases his daughter, Allah Azza wa Jal will please him on the day of judgment.
Subhanallah.
You know, so a small action, a great reward.
Subhanallah.
And how many of us, you know, buy gifts and we give to our daughters?
Subhanallah.
Maybe very few.
Allah Akbar.
You know, we'll probably think, I'll buy for my son and the daughter's too young and she wouldn't know what he is. In fact, regardless of what age he is, we should give it to the daughter first. Alhamdulillah, myself, when I buy something, I always call my daughter first and say,
Mashallah.
Here's something for you, and now if you want to share with the others, it's up to you.
Allah,
if not, I've got this for the others as well. So Alhamdulillah, I've got this habit. I always call my daughter first and give the gift to her first.
MashaAllah, beautiful.
Madri channel ke jo hamare nazreen hain, wo bhi is tareeqe par amal kar sakte hain. Lekin Abdullah Nan bhai, kitne ka gift hona chahiye? Koi mehenga sa koi gift lena chahiye? Kya aap bataye is baare mein?
Aap bhi bata dein.
To dekhiye, jis tarah se ek wo safar wali riwayat hai na, ke Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam ne irshad farmaya ke jab tum mein se koi shakhs safar se ghar ko wapas laute to apne ghar walon ke liye kuch tohfa le jaye.
Subhanallah.
ख्वा अपने दामन में कुछ पत्थर ले जाए, यानी कि स्टोन्स. ये एक मुबालगतन जिक्र किया है, यानी कि बिल्कुल कुछ मुख्तसर सी छोटी सी चीज़ जो यानी कि क्या कहते हैं उसको, बहुत ही जिसकी कोई कीमत ना हो, यानी कि बहुत ही कम पैसों वाली चीज़ भी अगर हम दे दें ना, तो ये इंशाल्लाह ताला ये इसके लिए काफ़ी होगा. तो उलमा फरमाते हैं कि अगर इसी तरह से अगर जब हम बच्चों के लिए अपनी बच्चियों के लिए कोई चीज़ लेकर जा रहे हैं, तो भले वो 1, 2, 3 पेंस की है, अगर उसमें भी हम इस तरह से करेंगे तो इंशाल्लाह ताला हमें उस पर भी अमल करने का इंशाल्लाह
सवाब मिलेगा. सच ग्रेट मदनी पूल्स कमिंग फ्रॉम ऑल डायरेक्शंस अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह रिगार्डिंग द डॉटर्स, एंड इट्स अ ग्रेट टॉपिक रियली. एंड अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह द डॉटर्स आर सच ब्यूटी, एंड दिस इज समथिंग व्हिच वी, इफ यू आर नॉट डूइंग अप टू नाउ, especially the madani pool about bringing something for your daughter, giving to your daughter first inshallah azza wa jal. Those who are parents, make a mindset from today inshallah azza wa jal, that whenever you bring a gift first, take it to your daughter inshallah azza wa jal. And it wasn't just taking a gift to the daughter, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would come from a journey, he would go to the house of Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala first, right? That's where he would enter first when he would come from a journey. So this was the love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for the daughter. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, there's so much to say regarding the treating of the daughters, the tarbiyat of the daughters, but a few kalams have been requested. Adil bhai inshallah, Hafiz sahab, inshallah, if we can have some kalams from which have been requested, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Jazakallah.
Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
قلت حيلتي أنت وسيلتي أدركني يا رسول الله أدركني يا رسول الله أدركني يا رسول الله أدركني يا رسول الله Let me رسول اللہ ادرکنی یا حبیب اللہ لجپال نبی
Inshallah, before we go to our beautiful part of our silsila, and that is the sign language. And I'm gonna keep it the way our Fazel Bapu would take it, is we'll start from Shahid Bhai. So we will start from Shahid Bhai, inshallah. Also, after that, we'll take a package as well, inshallah. Our sign language part, alhamdulillah, which is very exciting, inshallah. Shahid Bhai, we'll start from Shahid Bhai. Hafiz Saab, aap ne
mere bujhna
inshallah. So inshallah, Shahid Bhai.
Allah.
Ji Shahid. Das, 10.
Ten times eating, Shahid Bhai is trying to say. Shahid Bhai, come on.
Pani, sir. Pani de wale dena. No water. Theek hai. Das ke. Agar bhi dasoge to fir hi na. Das hi to samajh lag gayi hai manu. Hun tusa agge kuch ishara farma de. Khane peene de baare mein boli hi na. Theek hai. Khana peena kuch nahi. खाना पीना नहीं है जी रोजा रखना है फास्टिंग
जी जी
फास्टिंग 10 डे फास्ट रमजान शरीफ आखिरी 10 दिन रोजे रमजान अच्छा रमजान शरीफ का महीना है इसने रमजान शरीफ महीना 10 डे इतकाफ
अल्लाह क्या बात है
सुभान अल्लाह
10 डेज इतकाफ इसमें शायद भाई 10 डेज इतकाफ है
इसने
अच्छा 10 डे 10 day Ramzan Sharif da mahina aakhri 10 din ji roze rakhne aur roze te rakhne na pura mahina 10 din ibadat karni aakhri 10 din Lailatul Qadr di talash
he was all the way there sab pahunch gaya sa tusi wapas phir aa gaya
itikaf 10 din da itikaf nahi 10 din
ji
piche aapne ek minute 10 din
Allah Allah
Ramzan Sharif da mahina theek hai
Allah
us to baad agge dasso
ji aap sab last guess aap kar le ek baat ye hai just give you a clue aap sab you mentioned it but it wasn't a figure of the day
three day itikaf
Allah
itikaf
number nahi
doing itikaf Hafiz Saab was always there Shahid Bhai took him to the 10 days
Allah Akbar the reason hai na to main usne
Allah Akbar Allah subhanallah ji inshallah Hafiz Saab we will start from you otherwise it's something new for our Ustad Ahmadi Saab so inshallah we'll give a bit of easy one inshallah as well जी आपने आप सब इशारा करेंगे तो आप गेस करेंगे
इंशाल्लाह
अगर नीचे देख ले मेरी चलो अल्लाह अकबर बिस्मिल्लाह अल्लाह अकबर
पढ़ाना
अल्लाह अल्लाह
टीचिंग बयान देना
सुभान अल्लाह डिलीवरिंग बयान सुभान अल्लाह माशाल्लाह डिलीवरिंग बयान सुभान अल्लाह जवेल शाह साहब गेस्ट दैट वेरी गुड माशाल्लाह जवेल
इन्होंने बहुत अच्छा इशारा किया
सुभान अल्लाह जी शाहिद भाई यू नीड टू लुक डाउन इंशाल्लाह दीर भाई विल डू द इशारास इंशाल्लाह जवेल ओहो आई डोंट वांट टू कीप यू ऑल डिफिकल्ट फॉर दिस Allah is flying you out of the country by the looks of things
flying by going to Karachi
Allah. Markaz.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Going to Markaz. Madhi Muzakhra. Watching. Going to see the result.
Allahu Akbar. One minute is gone, thinking, almost.
Thinking of going to Karachi?
Allah, Allah.
No?
Haaf sahab, koi dhamaka kar do aise. I already given a hint.
Going to Karachi for
Allah Akbar. Zindagi at me.
Bapu going to Karachi? No. Abdul Hanan bhai going to Karachi?
So, gosh. Allah Akbar. This is a difficult one, Shahid bhai. If you look at the hint, this is a hint from me. Adil bhai doesn't want to give the same hint which I'm giving. I've told him as well.
Relaying live from Madhya? No.
Allah Akbar. Time's up, Shahid bhai. Time's up. This hint, what was he saying? Jawab durust hai.
Durust.
Zaini azmaish. You still got one left, inshallah. Ustaz Tariq sahab, inshallah, will be doing the ishara first time. Ustaz sahab, inshallah, Ab sahab will guess. Allahu Akbar.
Imama, Madani Libas,
Lola,
Miswak, Madani Qafila,
Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah,
Jumu'ah,
turning points going to other way.
Madani Hulia, Madani Hulia, Miswak, Blessings of Imama,
Allah, Allah.
Mazrat. cleanliness.
Allahu Akbar.
Sunnah libas, or showing off in front of people, or
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Referring to Amir Sunnat, Bapa getting ready for Zakra.
I think you should give Hafiz Sahab a hint here. Hafiz Sahab, you mentioned something in there that was the action. But the rest is, Ustaz Sahib is beautifully giving you the examples of it. What are these things? Allah.
Sunnah and Madani Pearl. Sunnah.
Allah, Allah, Allah. Allahu Akbar. Time's coming to an end.
Virtue of Sunnah. Excellence of Sunnah.
Time's coming to an end. Allah, time's
ending. Learning the Sunnah.
Ustaz, we'll give you one last guess to take. You're almost there. Subhanallah.
Going to teach the Sunnah.
Following the Sunnah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah. Subhanallah. These sign language, MashaAllah, it really livens us up, especially even in the studio here, Alhamdulillah. And it's another way of learning, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal. And Subhanallah, there's so much to take in from this as well. This is also tarbiyat, Alhamdulillah, through sign language, understanding things. And sometimes, you know, especially with the topic today, Hafiz Sahab, that the connection with the daughter, right? How a father needs to be connecting with the daughter. And this is very important. Same with the mother, how the mother needs to be connecting with the daughter. Sadly, it's been left that maybe we'll get our daughters a separate room, and they will have a separate room. They'll be in their rooms, or they'll be learning in their own rooms and stuff like this. But that connection is not there. And it's just been left in this state. And this is what's happening in our time, sadly. And how the pious people, rahimahumullah, they would connect to their children, how they would connect to their daughters, especially the upbringing of the daughters, alhamdulillah. So what? How can we connect to our daughters, especially in the time which we are living in, where there's so much distraction around us?
The reality, Abdul Hanan bhai, is if we are not going to give time to our daughters to bring them up, then the reality, as I mentioned, is that social media will bring them up.
Allah.
These so-called influencers will bring them up. And before we know it, they will develop such bad traits that we can't reverse. So we have to try and, get to them before that stage. From the beginning, do their tarbiyah, have a loving relationship with them, and teach them about the deen. And one point I want to mention, I did mention education before, and how the Prophet taught the women around him to such an extent that they were the scholars of their time.
Allah.
The likes of Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha. And his own blessed daughter, Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, Khatune Jannat. How did he perform her tarbiyah? There's one account where the Prophet addressed the people and said, what is the best thing for a woman? And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, he didn't know the answer, so he went to Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha, he went home.
Allah.
And he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your noble father is asking, what is the best thing for a woman? And this is the tarbiyah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha replied, the best thing for a woman is that she should not look towards an unrelated male, and no unrelated male should look towards her.
Allah.
Meaning the dars of haya and modesty. And as we know, this is an integral part of our faith. In one narration it states, if your haya goes, then your iman goes as well.
Allah.
A person in one narration states that when he has no haya, then he does what he likes. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized on this. This is for both males and females. But in this regard, the waqiyah mentioned, particularly Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha, she says that the best thing for a woman,
Allah,
is that she should not look at a na-mahram, and a na-mahram should not look at her. And we look at the lives of other awliya as well. And one woman who we will introduce her name right at the end of this waqiyah, so just for that suspense. It so happened once that an individual was about to marry this particular woman. And her father said, just bear in mind that my daughter, she is crippled. She's
Allah.
Blind.
Allah.
She cannot hear the faculties of her body. She cannot use them.
Allah.
So she's disabled. When they got married, and he went into the chamber and he saw this woman, you know, adorned, and it was nothing like the father had described.
Allah.
So he was surprised, and he came out the door straight away, the room. He said, I may have gone into a wrong room. So when he mentioned this to the father said, no, what I meant was, my daughter has not committed wrong. She
Allah.
Has not committed sin with her limbs of her body. She has not looked towards wrong. She has not heard wrong. She has not done wrong. And this is why I described her in this way.
Allah.
And who was that? That was Sayyidatuna Ummul Khair Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the honorable mother of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak. So what kind of children do these women give birth to?
Allah.
The Sultanul Awliya and the likes of that. So one thing that I think, developing that connection with your daughters from the beginning and teaching them about haya, modesty. Because remember, there is a saying that if you teach a man, you're teaching one individual.
Aye.
You teach a woman, you're teaching the entire family, the entire generations to come as well. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to focus on this one point.
MashaAllah, such great Madani pools are going in this topic, and really the upbringing of the daughter, such important. And we heard regarding the mother of Hazur Ghawse Pak, and this is why these great daughters, they give birth to great walis like Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. And that's a unique, the beauty there was that how the tarbiyat the father gave to that child, that she never has seen an unmahram. You know, she never set an eye on an unmahram, she has never touched. How I wish that we can give this type of tarbiyah to our children and keep our daughters protected in this way and upbring them this way, especially Hafsa, where there's we are in a culture where there's a lot of mixing with family members, and some people don't consider this as the boundaries of parda in this matter as well. Cousin brothers, cousin sisters, and they leave their daughters amongst them as well. And, you know, and then something wrong happens and then they realize, oh, they made a mistake here. You know, they should have protected their daughter, especially when you're sending your daughter to someone else's house. This is very important that our daughters are protected, or they're given tarbiyat. Or first, they should not have been going to someone's house in this way. And if there is a need of them going, then how they should be going as well. This is also very important. Mm-hmm. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, protecting your daughter. Keep in mind, your daughter is like a glass bottle, and she is very delicate. And this is something which we need to protect this glass bottle. Keep her protected from all ways, from the eyes of others, from the wrong actions of others, from the wrong sighting of others. And give tarbiyah to your daughter. Like we hear the tarbiyah which the grandfather of Ghose Pak gave to the mother of Huzur Ghose Pak, rahmatullah alayh. And this type of tarbiyah we should involve with our daughters and upbring them in this way. And it's not difficult. It's just a matter of giving them that love, giving them that time. This is something which is important. Don't just leave your daughter in her room and her home. Sit with her, explain two things with her, show her love, like Shahid Bhai mentioned. Give her gifts, inshallah. This will bring, especially the father, Shahid Bhai, how he connects to the daughter. This is, you know, we all know this, that the daughter connects to the father connects to the daughter. So this type of tarbiyat is very important as well.
If you look at the teaching the daughter about the, especially in this, you know, time in society, if you look at what's happening in society, it's very important that we give our daughters the Islamic teaching. Because if we give them this tarbiyat at a young age, then they will have this understanding as they grow older, and it will be success for them in this world and the hereafter, inshallah, as well. And once they obtain this Islamic understanding, the knowledge, then they will know about modesty, what's right, what's wrong. And they will remain within the boundaries of Islam. They will remain within the boundaries of protecting modesty, which unfortunately not many do. And something which I would like to mention here, Dhanabhai, many, you know, the month of February is beginning, and in this month, many, you know, go to the aspect of celebrating so-called Valentine's. And the amount of sins that are committed by Muslims on this day is, you know, unbelievable. And the modesty is completely gone out of the window. Had our daughters been taught about the respect, the life, how Muslims should be, then they would refrain from these kind of actions.
Shahid Bhai, first of all, I think, you know, the concentration of what to teach your daughter is very important here. Alhamdulillah, we have our Jamiatul Madinas, we have our Madrasatul Madinas, four girls, alhamdulillah. We have, alhamdulillah, Darul Madina, this Islamic schooling system. Dawat Islami is providing this service throughout the world, alhamdulillah. Make dua that wherever you are, that we have a Darul Madina, alhamdulillah, so our daughters can go to this and get the right type of education, the dini education and the worldly education in the right environment as well, inshallah. We have the Jamiatul Madinas, alhamdulillah, many places throughout the world, there are Jamiatul Madinas for sisters. Alhamdulillah, similarly, there are many courses for online for sisters as well. So involve your daughters in these courses, alhamdulillah, so they can learn and they can educate regarding the deen. And inshallah, so once they will come on this platform, they will able to protect themselves as well. Inshallah, we've got a call also. We've got a video package, inshallah. But we'll take a call first, inshallah, so we'll see what the caller has got for us, inshallah, regarding our topic.
अभी फारिग हुआ तो मैंने कहा हमारा बड़ा प्यारा सिलसिला जो है वो लाइव आ रहा है तो इसको भी देखें माशाल्लाह हाफिज कलीम मदनी और उस्ताद तारिक मदनी माशाल्लाह साथ में शाहिद भाई और हाफिज अदील और अब्दुल हनान भाई लेकर बड़ा अच्छा चल रहे हैं और आवर डॉटर्स टॉपिक तो बड़ा प्यारा है यकीन करें अब जिनकी बच्चियां होती है ना और जिनके दिल में वाकई दिल है ना बहुत से लोगों के में दिल की जगह पत्थर होता है कहते हैं ना कि पत्थर नुमा दिल होते हैं लोगों के वाकई होते हैं ना ये सिर्फ जो आपने टॉपिक रखा है ना आवर डॉटर्स उनको पता होगा कि बेटियां ये कितनी बड़ी नेमत हैं कितनी ये अल्लाह की रहमत हैं और इनको कितना प्यार होता है अपने वालिद से खास तौर पे लेकिन उमूमन देखा गया है कि हमारे माशरे के अंदर कि जब बच्चा पैदा होता है तो बड़ी खुशियां दिखाई जाती है लड़का और जब बच्ची पैदा होती है तो इतनी खुशियां नहीं दिखाई जाती हालांकि बच्ची की जो है जो फजीलतें हैं बच्ची के ऊपर जो अहदीस के अंदर जो है बिशारतें हैं अल्लाह हु अकबर जन्नत में दाखिल फरमाने की और जन्नत में दाखिले की وہ اگر آپ پڑھیں نا تو آپ کو پتہ چلے کہ یہ بیٹیاں کتنی بڑی رحمت اور نعمت ہے ہمارے لیے. اللہ تمام والدین کے بچیوں کی حفاظت فرمائے, ان کو اچھے عزت کرنے والے رشتے عطا فرمائے, ان کی اچھی تربیت کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے فرمایا نا, جب کسی کے ہاں بیٹی کی ولادت ہوتی ہے تو اللہ اس کے گھر فرشتوں کو بھیجتا ہے, فرشتے آتے ہیں اس کے گھر پہ اور جو آ کر کہتے ہیں گھر والوں تم پر سلامتی ہو, پھر فرشتے اپنے پروں سے اس لڑکی کا احاطہ کر لیتے ہیں اور اس کے سر پر ہاتھ پھیر کر کہتے ہیں اے کمزور لڑکی, کمزور عورت سے پیدا ہوئی, جو اس کی کفالت کرے گا قیامت تک اس کی مدد کی جائے گی. اللہ اکبر, ارے مدد ہوگی قیامت تک, مدد کی جائے گی. اس لڑکی کی اچھی کفالت کریں, اس کی اچھی تربیت کریں, اچھی پرورش کریں. آج عجیب ہی حال ہو گیا ہے, فکر ہی نہیں کرتے ہیں, کوئی بچیوں کی کیئر ہی نہیں ہوتی ہے, بس عجیب سے یہ کہاں یہ کیوں ہمارے گھر میں آ گیا. ارے اللہ کی رحمت ہے, یقین کریں جن کے گھر میں بچے نہیں ہیں ان سے پوچھیں, جو ترس رہے ہوتے ہیں. اللہ تعالیٰ نے جن کو بیٹیاں عطا کی ہیں ان کی قدر کریں, ان کی رسپیکٹ کریں. گھر میں کوئی چیز لاتے ہیں نا تو بچے کو زیادہ پریفرنس دیتے ہیں, لڑکے کو زیادہ دیتے ہیں, نہیں بچی کو دو دینے چاہیے. لیکن ہمارے ہاں جو ہے وہ بیٹے کو فضیلت دی جاتی ہے. اللہ ہمارے حال پر رحم فرمائے. بہت زبردست ٹاپک لے کر آئے عبدالحنان بھائی, اللہ آپ کو برکتیں عطا فرمائے اور ہمیں اپنی بیٹیوں کے ساتھ اچھا سلوک کرنے کی, بچیوں کی اچھی تربیت کرنے کی, ان سے محبت کرنے کی, ان سے پیار کرنے کی, ان کو شفقت سے دیکھنے کی, شفقت کرنے کی اللہ ہم کو سعادت عطا فرمائے. اللہ آپ سب کو جزائے خیر دے. دعاؤں کی التجا. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ.
وعلیکم السلام ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. ماشاء اللہ سید فضیل باپوز کھول الحمد للہ سچ بیوٹیفل مدنی پھولز اینڈ We are missing Sayyid Sahab, alhamdulillah. Sayyid Sahab is the one who's normally hosting and we learn a lot from him, alhamdulillah. I just want to mention, many of the times I've noticed that our Sayyid Fazail Bapu, he's on the call and his daughter is on the call and he's showing so much love. And it's like, you know, even with such a busy jadwal he's got and such a busy time which he's giving for the deen, but when his daughter calls, I see him time to time. It's not just once, I've seen him many times. The full attention towards her and towards the call. Don't worry, beta, I will come home, I will bring this. And you know how daughters are always asking. And alhamdulillah, I've seen that from our Nigran Sahib also, alhamdulillah, that love. And he has daughters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant his daughters long, healthy life. Amen. And all those who have daughters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant their daughters a healthy, long life and make them the coolness to the eyes. Indeed, having a daughter, it's a great blessing. Alhamdulillah, this is the blessing of our home. Realize how great the daughter is and the importance of the daughter. And this topic today, really, alhamdulillah, it's something which is taking us away. We want to continue talking about this. There's also a package. So inshallah, we'll go out to our package, inshallah.
Quran Kareem mein irshad hua, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى, اس کے تحت جو یہاں لکھا ہے, اور جب ان میں سے کسی کو بیٹی ہونے کی خوشخبری دی جاتی ہے. اس آیت اور اس کے بعد والی آیت کا خلاصہ یہ ہے کہ جو مشرکین اللہ تعالیٰ کے یہاں بیٹیاں قرار دے رہے ہیں, جب ان میں سے کسی کو بیٹی ہونے کی خوشخبری دی جاتی ہے تو غم, پریشانی اور پسند نہ ہونے کی وجہ سے سارا دن اس کا چہرے کا رنگ بدلا ہوا رہتا ہے اور وہ غصے سے بھرا ہوا رہتا ہے. مفسرین فرماتے کہ زمانۂ جاہلیت میں دستور یہ تھا کہ جب کسی شخص کی بیوی کے یہاں زچگی کے آثار ظاہر ہوتے, یعنی ولادت کے آثار ظاہر ہوتے, ڈیلیوری جس کو ہم کہتے ہیں اس کے آثار ظاہر ہوتے, تو وہ شخص بچہ پیدا ہو جانے تک اپنی قوم سے چھپا رہتا. پھر اگر اسے معلوم ہوتا کہ بیٹا پیدا ہوا ہے تو وہ خوش ہو جاتا اور اپنی قوم کے سامنے آ جاتا, اور جب اسے پتہ چلتا کہ اس کے یہاں بیٹی پیدا ہوئی ہے تو وہ غمزدہ ہو جاتا اور شرم کے مارے کئی دنوں تک لوگوں کے سامنے نہ آتا, اور اس دوران غور کرتا رہتا کہ اس بیٹی کے ساتھ وہ کیا کرے. آیا ذلت برداشت کر کے اس بیٹی کو اپنے پاس رکھے یا اسے زندہ زمین میں دفن کر دے. قبیلہ تمیم اس کے لکھا, کئی لوگ اپنی لڑکیوں کو زندہ گاڑ دیتے تھے. تو یہ جو امام فخر الدین رازی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ فرماتے ہیں, زمانے جہلیت نے کفار مختلف طریقوں سے اپنی بیٹیوں کو قتل کر دے, ان میں سے بعض گڑا کھودتے اور بیٹی کو اس میں ڈال کر گڑا بند کر دیتے حتیٰ کہ وہ مر جاتی. اللہ اللہ. اور بعد اسے پہاڑ کی چوٹی سے پھینک دیتے, بعد اسے غرق کر دیتے یعنی پانی میں ڈبو دیتے, اور بعد اسے ذبح کر دیتے تھے۔ ان کا بیٹیوں قتل کرنا بعض اوقات غیرت اور حمیت کی وجہ سے ہوتا تھا، اور بعض اوقات فقر و فاقہ اور نان نفقہ لازم ہونے کی وجہ سے کہ خوف سے وہ ایسا کرتے تھے۔ یہ اسلام ہی کا کارنامہ ہے جس نے دنیا میں سب سے پہلے عورت کو حقوق عطا فرمائے اور اسے عزت و وقار سے نوازا، زندہ درگور ہونے والی کو جینے کا حق دیا اور اس کی پوری زندگی کے حقوق کی ایک فہرست بیان فرما دی۔ اس کے باوجود اگر کوئی جاہل اسلام کی تعلیمات کو عورتوں کے حقوق کے مخالف سمجھتا ہے تو اسے اپنی جہالت اور دماغ کی خرابی کا علاج کرنے کی طرف بھرپور توجہ کرنی چاہیے۔ جب مشرکین اپنے لیے اس بات کو پسند نہیں کرتے کہ بیٹی ان کی طرف منسوب ہو تو اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف بیٹی کی نسبت کرنے کو انہوں نے کیسے پسند کر لیا؟ یہ تو ان کے اس باطل عقیدے کا گویا کہ رد ہو گیا نا۔ مگر یہاں سورۃ الجنان میں جو لکھا گیا اس سے معلوم ہوا کہ لڑکی پیدا ہونے پر رنج کرنا کافروں کا طریقہ ہے۔ فی زمانہ مسلمانوں میں بھی بیٹی پیدا ہونے پر غمزدہ ہو جانے، چہرے سے خوشی کا اظہار نہ ہونے، مبارک بات ملنے پر جھیپ جانے، مبارک بات دینے والے کو باتیں سنا دینے، بیٹی کی ولادت کی خوشی میں مٹھائی بانٹنے میں آر محسوس کرنے، صرف بیٹیاں پیدا ہونے کی وجہ سے ماؤں پر ظلم و ستم کرنے اور انہیں طلاقیں دے دینے تک کی وبا عام ہے۔ حالانکہ بیٹی پیدا ہونے اور اس کی پرورش کرنے کی بہت فضیلت ہے۔ رسول کریم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا، جب کسی شخص کے یہاں بیٹی پیدا ہوتی ہے تو اللہ تعالیٰ اس کے ہاں فرشتوں کو بھیجتا ہے، وہ آ کر کہتے ہیں اے گھر والو تم پر سلامتی نازل ہو، پھر اس بیٹی کے اپنے پروں سے احاطہ کر لیتے ہیں اور اس کے سر پر اپنے ہاتھ پھیرتے ہوئے کہتے ہیں ایک کمزور لڑکی ایک کمزور عورت سے پیدا ہوئی ہے، جو اس کی کفالت کرے گا تو قیامت کے دن اس کی مدد کی جائے گی۔ اللہ تعالی ہم سب کو عقل سلیم عطا فرمائے۔
ماشاءاللہ، گریٹ بیوٹیفل مدنی پھولز فرام نگران شورا، اینڈ ٹو بی آنیسٹ ود یو، سم آف دی بیانز وچ نگران شورا ہیو ڈیلیورڈ آن دس آن دی ٹاپک of daughters on the topics of really heart touching. Alhamdulillah, we should be listening to these types of beyonds, these types of speeches, alhamdulillah, so that we can reflect and change. If there's something wrong with us, first of all, realize if someone is not treating their daughter in the right way, realize what you're doing. This is something wrong. And try to treat them in the right way, inshallah azawajal. We want to improve ourselves. And inshallah, we will. There's so much to say regarding the daughters. Inshallah, we will take a few madani pools from Ustad Tariq Madni sahab, inshallah azawajal, in related to this. That our daughters, Ustad sahab, kuch aur bhi aapki taraf se agar madani pool ho jaye iske upar, inshallah.
Nigrani Shura ne jo clip unka wo bayan kiya gaya, acha usse pehle Sayyid Bapu Fazail Bapu sahab ne bhi jo baat zikr ki na, یہ ہم کس طرف جا رہے ہیں کہ ہم جو ہے نا بچیوں کو اچھا نہیں سمجھتے، یا یوں کہہ لیں کہ ایک بہت بڑی تعداد ہے جو بچیوں کو اچھا نہیں سمجھتے۔ ان دا ویری بگننگ آف اور سلسلہ حافظ کلیم مدنی صاحب نے جو آیت پڑھی تھی اور اس کی جو ہے وہ تفسیر میں یہ بیان کیا گیا ہے کہ لڑکیوں کی پیدائش پر گھبرانا، لڑکیوں کی پیدائش کو برا سمجھنا۔ ذرا توجہ سے سنیے گا میرے مدنی چینلز کے ناظرین کہ یہ ہم جو گھبرا جاتے ہیں یار لڑکی پیدا نہ ہو، اچھا بعض اوقات ہو سکتا ہے کہ ہم منہ سے نہیں کہہ رہے لیکن دل میں ہی ہوتا ہے یار لڑکی پیدا نہ ہو جائے، اس طرح کی جو نا وہ فیلنگز ہوتی ہیں، اس کو ذرا دیکھیے گا یہ کس کی فیلنگز ہیں۔ مفتی قاسم صاحب دامت برکاتہم العالیہ سورۃ الجنان بیان فرماتے ہیں اس آیت کی تفسیر کے تحت کہ لڑکیوں کی پیدائش پر گھبرانا یہ کافروں کا طریقہ ہے، یہ مسلمانوں کا طریقہ نہیں ہے۔ یہ ذرا سوچیں، دوبارہ اس سینٹنس کو میں دوبارہ ریپیٹ کر رہا ہوں۔ فرماتے ہیں کہ اس آیت سے معلوم ہوا کہ لڑکیوں کی پیدائش سے گھبرانا یہ کافروں کا طریقہ ہے۔ ہم کون ہیں؟ ہم مسلمان ہیں، ہمیں بالکل اس طرح کا ایٹیٹیوڈ، اس طرح کا انداز، اس طرح کی یہ کچھ بھی نہیں رکھنا چاہیے۔ اور ایک اور بھی بات باپو نے فرمائی تھی کہ وہ بیٹیوں کو وہ دل سے لگا کے رکھیں، بیٹیوں کو دل سے لگا کے رکھیں۔ یہاں پر جو نا وہ مجھے ایک بزرگ کا قول یاد آیا، ایک بزرگ فرماتے ہیں کسی کو نصیحت کرتے ہوئے کہ بیٹیاں باپ کے دل کے قریب کیوں ہوتی ہیں اور بیٹیوں کے دل میں باپ کی اتنی زیادہ محبت کیوں ہوتی ہے، یعنی کہ دونوں کے دلوں میں ایسا کیوں ہے؟ تو فرماتے ہیں کہ اس کی وجہ یہ ہے کہ حضرت آدم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی تخلیق اور پھر حضرت حوا رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ، عورت کو لیفٹ، اس کو رب کہتے ہیں، لفٹ لیفٹ پسلی سے بنایا گیا۔ اچھا، تو وہ بزرگ فرماتے ہیں کہ دل جو ہے نا کچھ لیفٹ سائڈ پر ہے،
تھوڑا سا لیفٹ سائڈ پر ہے. اس وجہ سے یہ لڑکی کے اندر, بیٹی کے اندر یہ ہوتا ہے کہ وہ محبت رکھتی ہے اپنے باپ سے بہت زیادہ, اور تمہیں بھی وہ اس کو نصیحت کرتے ہوئے کہتے ہیں کہ تمہیں بھی چاہیے کہ دل تمہارے لیفٹ سائڈ پر ہے, تمہیں بھی چاہیے کہ تم اپنی بیٹی سے محبت رکھو.
اللہ اکبر, سبحان اللہ, گریٹ مدنی پروف, ماشاءاللہ. اینڈ ٹو بی آنیسٹ ود یو, دس از سم تھنگ وچ وی نیڈ ٹو ڈو, ہیو اور ڈاٹرز پلیس نیکسٹ ٹو اور ہارٹ,
سبحان اللہ.
اینڈ الحمدللہ, کیپ یور ڈاٹرز ان یور ہارٹ ریلی, اینڈ وانس یو ول کیپ دیم ان یور ہارٹ, دے ول چینج یو. اینڈ آئی ہیو سین مینی پیپلز لائفز ہیو چینج بیکاز آف ہیونگ اے ڈاٹر. They might be living the same type of lifestyle when they were having sons, but as soon as they had a daughter, Ustaz Sahab, we've seen that their nature has changed, their way of living has changed. It's like, you know, something has overcome them, and this is the beauty of daughter.
Lekin aap itne fazail bayan kar rahe hain, ho sakta hai hamare madani channel ke nazreen soch rahe ho ki itne fazail bayan kar rahe hain, still jo hai wo logon ka yahi zehn hai ki yaar beta hona chahiye, phir bhi beta hona chahiye, beta hi chahiye bhai, mujhe beta hi chahiye. یہاں پر جو ہے قرآن مجید فرقان حمید کی ایک آیت میں ان شاء اللہ تعالیٰ تلاوت کرتا ہوں, جس سے ہمیں جو ہے نا معلوم ہوگا, ٹھیک ہے بیٹے کی خواہش کی جائے, بیٹے کے لیے دعا بھی کی جا سکتی ہے, لیکن آج کا میں سمجھتا ہوں عبدالحنان بھائی, ٹو بی آنیسٹلی, جس طرح کا ہمارا الحمدللہ پروگرام ہوا, جس طرح سے مبلغین نے اس پہ بیان کیا ہے, میں سمجھتا ہوں ہمارے مدنی چینل کے ناظرین کے دلوں میں یہ بات ہوگی اور ہونی چاہیے کہ یار کاش میری بھی بیٹی ہو,
اللہ
میں بھی اس کی ایسی پرورش کروں. بہرحال اگر بیٹی نہیں ہے یا صرف آپ جو ہے وہ بیٹے ہی کی خواہش رکھ رہے ہیں, تو اس کے حوالے سے ایک آیت کہ بعض اوقات بندہ صرف بیٹے کی خواہش رکھتا ہے, بیٹی پسند نہیں ہوتی ہے, تو اس کے متعلق اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ قرآن مجید فرقان حمید میں ارشاد فرماتا ہے سورۃ البقرہ آیت نمبر 216 میں, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ. قریب ہے کہ تمہیں کوئی بات پسند ہو, تمہیں کوئی چیز اچھی لگے, لیکن حقیقت میں وہ تمہارے لیے بری ہے. ہمیں ایسا لگتا ہے کہ نہیں مجھے بیٹا ہی چاہیے, بھائی مجھے بیٹا ہی چاہیے, مجھے بس میری دولت کا وارث بیٹا بنے گا. اس پہ وارث کے حوالے سے تو مجھے ایک اور وہ بات یاد آئی, عبدالحنان بھائی, ایک شخص نے اس کی شادی ہوئی, ڈیڑھ دو سال بعد اس کا ایک بیٹی پیدا ہوئی, پھر دوسری تیسری, یہاں تک کہ چھٹی مرتبہ بھی اس عورت کی بیٹی پیدا ہوئی. اس شخص نے, میں تھوڑا شارٹ کر رہا ہوں اس کو, بہت زیادہ لڑائی جھگڑے کرنے کے بعد, اور ساس نے بھی اس کو جو ہے نا ٹھیک ٹھاک جو ہے نا سنایا, تو اس کے بعد جو ہے نا جب اس نے چھٹی بیٹی اس کی پیدا ہوئی نا, اس نے صرف اس وجہ سے طلاق دے دی,
اللہ,
کہ تو بیٹیاں پیدا کر رہی ہے, تو منحوس ہے, اور تیری وجہ سے میرے خاندان کا وارث نہیں آ رہا, تیری وجہ سے میرے خاندان کا وارث نہیں آ رہا. یہ کیسی گندی مینٹلٹی بن گئی ہے نا, کیسی ہو گئی. کیا ہم انبیاء علیہ السلام میں سے بھی ایسے گزرے کہ جن کے بیٹے نہیں, لیکن کیا ہم, یعنی کہ یہ ایسا کہنا کہ عورت کو کہ یار تو جو ہے نا یہ منحوس ہے یا تو نے وارث پیدا نہیں کیا, سوچیں ذرا غور کریں کس طرح کی مینٹلٹی ہم کس طرف جو ہے نا وہ سوچ رہے ہیں. اور وہ جو ساس صاحبہ تھیں وہ جناب کہہ رہی ہیں کہ تو جو ہے نا بری ہے, تو نے لڑکیاں پیدا کی. میں پوچھ رہا ہوں وہ جو ساس ہے وہ خود کون ہے, وہ مرد ہے عورت ہے, وہ خود بھی تو عورت ہی ہے نا, پھر اسٹل وہ جو ہے نا اپنی بہو کو سناتی ہیں. یہ اس طرح کی تو اسٹوریز بہت زیادہ ملتی ہیں, جو جو ہے نا ساس صاحبات اپنی بہو کو سنا رہی تھی تو نے بیٹی پیدا کر دی, کیا اس عورت کے ہاتھ میں بیٹی پیدا کرنا.
So I've seen the opposite to this as well. There was a brother I met, and he was so happy when he had a daughter. And actually, there's a message before I want to mention this. This brother was so happy. His actually whole family was happy. You know why, Ustaz Sahab? It was, I think he was saying, 5 or 6 generations, they never had a daughter in their family. And when he had a daughter, his parents and his grandparents, the way they were joyful over this, there was something big. And alhamdulillah, ask them, people who don't have a daughter, how it feels. And I've spoken to brothers, they've said, look, we didn't have a sister. You know, it was something which they were lacking of. They were realizing the importance of this, that a girl in the house as well.
Yeah, aise hi jaise koi blind shakhs ho na, usse pucho ki ye aankhein kya hai.
Aye aye aye.
To aise hi jana jiske paas betiyan nahi hai na, usse pucho ki betiyan kya hai.
So there's this one beautiful message which a brother has sent, Iftihar Ahmed. He says that I have 3 daughters.
Mashallah.
And he says I'm the luckiest person in the world. Subhanallah. Well, indeed, you are the luckiest person. Daughters are a blessing. Those who have daughters, they are the luckiest people. You know, it's beautiful. And he's saying that this is my pathway to Jannah. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal. Jazakallah, Iftihar bhai, for your message. Alhamdulillah, really, you are the luckiest person. Continue upbringing them in the right way. May Allah grant your daughters a long, healthy life. Inshallah, make them the coolness of your eyes. Well, let's take a few quick Madani pools from our Muballighin, inshallah, Azawajal. Yeah, we'll take a start from Shahid bhai, inshallah. Inshallah, Shahid bhai, just finishing off a couple of minutes, inshallah, we've had
that. Jede bande jinan ne bachiyan honiyan oh jede afsos karne ke bachi hui hai bachi ek dui hui afsos na karan unne tak jinan ne aulad bilkul honi jinan ne aulad bilkul honi oh shukr allah na karan allah taala nemat rehmat di ek bachi hai do bachiyan jitne bhi hai na allah taala shukr ada karan ke allah taala se aulad deti hai
subhanallah जज़ाकअल्लाह शाहिद भाई माशाल्लाह।
अच्छा इसमें एक और कुछ मैं भी इसमें अर्ज़ करना चाहूँगा कि अगर इस पर हम थोड़ा सा तारीख़ को देखें ना, हिस्ट्री को, और जो अगर हम वजह जानने की कोशिश करें कि लोग जो है ना क्यों, यानी कि ज़माना इस्लाम से पहले क्यों इतनी नफ़रत करते थे औरतों से, इस पर बहुत एक लंबी बहस हो जाएगी, लेकिन अगर मुख्तसर चीज़ें देखी जाए ना तो वो ज़्यादातर जो ना एक तो खाने पीने की वजह से, एक मज़ीद जो है ना मुझ पर बोझ आ जाएगा, बाप ये सोचता था मज़ीद मुझ पर बोझ आ जाएगा, फिर उसका शादी का बोझ, और फिर के जो ना मुझे कुछ ना कुछ इसको देना पड़ेगा, जब शादी होगी शादी में जहेज, उसके बाद भी विरासत वगैरह की सारी चीज़ सिलसिले, तो ये वो चीज़ें होती थी। हालांकि बंदा ये नहीं सोचता है अब्दुल हन्नान भाई कि राजिक तो अल्लाह ताला है, लेकिन हमारी इस तरफ माइंड सेट नहीं जाता, इस तरफ जहन नहीं जाता कि यार बेटी पैदा हो बेटा उसको उसको रिस्क अल्लाह ताला ने देना, मैंने क्या करना, अल्लाह ताला की जिम्मे करम पर है, लेकिन स्टिल हम जो ना वो बस इसकी तरफ से नेगलिजेंसी हो जाती है। और अच्छा विरासत के हवाले से ये होता है हमारे यहाँ कि स्टिल इतने लोगों के मिलियंस बिलियंस हैं, लेकिन स्टिल जो है ना बेटियों को विरासत में देने का उनको इनका जहन है ही नहीं। एक वो बड़ा प्यारा क्लिप जो है वो देखा था, तो उसमें यही बयान किया गया कि बंदा जो ना वो विरासत के हवाले से बड़ा परेशान होता है कि भाई वो विरासत में जो ना वो बेटी को नहीं चली जाए। तो उसमें जो बयान किया गया ना वो ये कि बंदा ये नहीं सोचता जब विरासत में प्रॉब्लम क्या आती है कि मेरा माल बाहर चले जाएगा, मेरा माल दूसरे खानदान में चले जाएगा, इस वजह से विरासत नहीं देता। हालांकि ये बताएं कि उसकी जो बेटी है वो कहाँ है, वो बेटी भी तो किसी दूसरे खानदान में दी ना उसने, तो माल देने में क्या हर्ज है, अपने दिल का टुकड़ा दे देता है बंदा लेकिन माल नहीं देता। अल्लाह ताला हम सबको अक़्ल सलीम अता
फरमाए। गेटिंग सो मच फ्रॉम डिफरेंट मुबल्लिगीन टुडे इन अ डिफरेंट वे, आई थिंक दिस इज सम अ टॉपिक व्हिच वी नीड टू री ब्रिंग अप अगेन। इंडीड द वैल्यू ऑफ द डॉटर इज ग्रेट। जस्ट अ फ्यू जस्ट टू एंड अप हाफिज़ साहब, इफ यू कैन जस्ट मेंशन मदनी पूल इंशाअल्लाह। जी,
जस्ट अ पार्टिंग मैसेज दैट जस्ट रिलेटेड टू मैरिज एज़ वेल, this is another thing that we should keep in mind regarding our daughters when giving them to someone in marriage. Be very careful in who you choose, who you select. The person should be pious. Someone asked Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi about this, and he said, give your daughter to a God-fearing person. Why? If he loves her, then he will respect her. And if for whatever reason he doesn't have that natural love for her, he will not oppress her. He will still fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding her.
Beautiful.
This is also what we should keep in mind. So,
mashallah, beautiful Madani pool from Hafiz Saab there. And it's a reality, the daughters, especially when we're coming to find, there's so much to mention, to be honest with you. And the pious people of Allah, this is what they would do. They would search for that right person for their daughter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the ability to do this and upbring our daughters in the right way. So much could have been said regarding this. But time is finished. Keep on watching Madani channel.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.